You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So there's things I will and won't say. I'm not big on appearances being show fodder, in the words of the great Jim Rome. So it's tough for me. Because we've had quarterbacks before who it was argued that they put on a little bit of weight. And I defended them. And I said, you know, you want a little bit of pudding over that belt. You don't want them to be too yoked. You don't want Brady Quinn out there. They get too muscle-bound. They stand there and they can't absorb it. Like if you got Nick Chubb or Quinshon Judkins, great big muscle-bound running backs, they're moving forward. If you're standing there and you get some guy who's wanting to take your head off, you gotta have it's like a bag. You gotta have something there to absorb it. So I want a quarterback with a little bit of pudding. Lamar Jackson, everybody was upset about him having a little bit of a belly. You remember that a couple years ago? Lamar Jackson's as scintillating as it gets. You don't want 8-pack abs, all right? A little dough.
Now, I have to ask.
Well, I got to tell you the reason I'm bringing it up.
Well, I want to just ask the picture, okay? The picture when you first saw it.
Well, they don't know who I'm talking about yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I got to tell you why I bring it up. So there is a picture of not just Lamar Jackson because he's a great player and we don't have the picture of him. The preeminent quarterback in the league is Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes is at a pool party, it seems, and he's got his shirt off. He's got trunks on. And there is a Kansas City host. I haven't heard this audio. We're going to play this audio. Who is ripping on Patrick Mahomes, calling him a fatty, fatty boombaletti.
Meanwhile, vacation photos are popping up of Patrick Mahomes, and he's fat. He's an embarrassment. You're a $500 million quarterback. You've made all these comments in the offseason that we're going to do our talking on the field. We got our butts kicked in the Super Bowl. We're coming back with a vengeance. Dude, you're fat. Your belly would be fat at my pool, hanging out with us, 60-year-olds, okay? My skin's flabbier than yours. I get it. Stop the fast food. Do a sit-up. Do something. You can't just run through your NFL career eating Taco Bell all the time and door dashing fried chicken, which he loves. I can report, if you haven't seen the picture, I'm just reporting to you right now, he's done nothing but eat and drink this offseason.
Wait, did he say there was a report? This is a guy named Kevin Kitzman, who hosts on KCMO over there in Kansas City. I didn't think Mahomes. Now, I saw the picture. I want to go to the Chiefs fan before I let my opinions fly, because I told you, I will defend a quarterback putting on a few pounds. As long as they play well. If he plays well, then I don't care. You can put on a little bit of weight. Because you need to put on a little bit of weight. Because, again, you need to be able to absorb a hit. I mean that because you're just standing there. And if a guy tries to lop your head off while you're delivering a pass, you want a little bit of a give. But I got to go to the Chiefs fan on this. What did you think of these comments this man made? Because he is getting ripped up and down for these comments.
Yeah, I think he's... it doesn't make sense that it's a Kansas City host to me. I would get it if it was a Denver host.
Yeah, taking shots at the rival.
And maybe he's thinking that, I don't know, does he think that he's motivating Patrick Mahomes? That that his haterism is going to make Patrick Mahomes. It's July. He made this comment like July 7th.
Yeah.
That it's okay, I'm gonna go kick it into the gear. Camp's in 3 weeks. It's not happening.
Okay. He definitely looks. Now, we don't see Patrick Mahomes without his shirt on very often. So
I feel like we've done this a few times in the last couple of years, though, with him and his body when he shows up to mini camp or shows up to training camp and things like that.
Like, I don't, you're in a family of wrestlers now. Okay.
Yes.
You're around really good athletes on a high school level or middle school level that can also cut weight.
Yes.
Pretty easily. Patrick Mahomes, I don't think it would be very hard for him in a matter of 2.5 weeks to cut 10 pounds.
Comparatively,
easily.
My oldest son is not on the same weight level as Patrick Mahomes. But he does shed it off when he needs to, when it's, and he's in the middle of doing that right now because he has a big tournament next week.
Mm-hmm.
But when he has an 8-pack right now, when it is not time for him to be super athletic, he does not have an 8-pack. It happens. The pictures that I'm seeing right now from 4th of July of this year, which are not the one that this guy had referenced. I mean, yeah, he's got a little bit of a gut. It's not like mine. It's not sticking over his shorts.
What do you think he weighs by looking at that picture? Because his combine, he was 6'2", 225.
Yeah, I'd say he's probably 240 right now.
Okay, and he's also a veteran. He's been around now a long period of time. You know, he's probably gained weight over time anyway. And this is the offseason. I don't think, by the way, at the pool, if I saw Patrick Mahomes like that at the pool, at no point would I say fat. At no point would I say embarrassment.
Oh, God,
he
no.
used the term embarrassment.
That's what's ridiculous about it.
He's the best. We were literally at the start of the show talking about who should get paid the most in sports.
I also see,
and we said Patrick Mahomes, embarrassment is not one of the top 1 million words I would use to describe.
I see him, and I can't see which shirt the player is wearing behind, but it says something champion, so it's either they won the AFC West again for the 10th consecutive year, or they've won the AFC, or they've won the Super Bowl. But he's got a picture here in season with his shirt off, and apparently they have won again, and his gut looks bigger in this picture than it does in the one where he's at the beach.
Yeah, he's not fat. Fat is such a ridiculous overreaction.
He's not fat.
When I first saw the video, the picture a few days ago, and I'm like, oh, well, he looks bigger, but you're right. I don't see him without his shirt on all the time to compare.
At what level can I call a player fat?
Not this. Not
you personally
close.
Can, Carmen?
I mean me personally.
Yeah, there isn't one.
Exactly. Now, what if I became football coach Ken Carmen full-time and got away from the radio? What would you do?
I think you're
slow, all of a sudden you're lazy. Talking to a guy like he talks to Billy Bob in Varsity Blues.
There are... I'll say it as a dad. I've said it to the boys, and some of it's in joking manner. And I go, I realize how hypocritical it is me saying this to you right now when you guys are in the peak of your, you know, physical.
Yeah, but I've seen old pictures of you.
But that's the deal. I go, I am also 43 years old. When I was 16, it was much different.
Yeah. I feel very uncomfortable calling athletes fat. Like when Josh Naylor was here, there were a lot of people calling in, and I would just go, I'm not saying any of these words.
Well, when we do it, I think it's more joking than anything. Yeah. That did not sound joking at all.
No, this guy was serious.
Yeah, he was serious. There have been some offensive linemen over the years that, you know, you look at they're coming out and you're like, oh, is weight going to be an issue for them? But they're also offensive linemen. They always, my whole life, offensive linemen had pudge kind of coming over the belt line until you got to like those Broncos Super Bowl teams where all their guys were like ripped.
There was a worry with DeJuan Jones, right?
Yeah, and he's already shed how many pounds?
But that wasn't because...
Boy, he looks like a Greek god.
That wasn't because he couldn't move. I'm worried about his joints and things like that holding up. You know, well, and there's a big difference between being I think it was listed at 340 and 240. There's a huge difference.
Yeah. Well, it's also like your balance, how quick you can move. Because if you're trying to get out of your stance as an offensive lineman, and now I'm getting away from quarterbacks here, but if you're trying to get out of your stance as an offensive lineman, if you need extra help, you're going to do extra things, and all of a sudden your arms, every movement counts. That's why I care so much about linemen. But for a guy like Mahomes, I'll say this. If he goes out there and he's sucking wind, all right, then this guy's going to have somewhat of a legitimate argument. I hate to say it. If he's out there and he looks winded and out of shape and tired. But I also know that there are guys in the NFL, they seem to they work out during the offseason and they put weight on during the offseason. And then during the regular season, just because of everything going on, they take weight off. There's guys who do that. There's guys who put weight on during the regular season. It's just how guys are built. I've never seen Patrick Mahomes look yoked, though. That's what I wonder about. All of a sudden, this is where your comments are out of this. I've never seen. He's never been a chubsy wubsy, but he's never been Brady Quinn either.
There's also something I've never seen him do, and it's not be in the AFC Championship game.
That's a good point.
And until the day comes that he's not in the AFC Championship game.
Has he slowed down a bit to you, or do you think that's more ankle than anything?
Yeah, there is some ankle stuff going on, and that's kind of been almost a chronic thing of, you know, the end of the year, his ankles are hurting.
Ankles, yep.
I don't think it's anything to do with, I think it's how he takes his hits, right? Because he is on the move.
Yes.
He is rolling out. And he does take shots down low against those guys. And part of that's because he got a little pudding up there on the top, right? Because if you go high on him, he's just going to slough you off.
Well, also, and Owen knows this better than anybody in the city, but I'm going to say it. He's also has dealt with, and nobody wants to admit this, he's dealt with roster transition over these last few years. So as you're dealing with roster transition, there's going to definitely be a loss of trust with who some of your weapons are. So he's going to take off or put himself in positions where he's going to be taking more hits because he's scrambling out of the pocket. Guys might not necessarily be on the same wavelength as him when he's throwing to it. And obviously he's been able to, their low end of what they've been able to do has been a Super Bowl, as at least a Super Bowl appearance, for crying out loud. And as Owen says, the AFC Championship game. So I think he's had to put himself in harm's way a little bit more as they've transitioned through the offense. Now, how old is Patrick again? Let me finish up on this. How old is he again?
He's turning 30 in September.
Okay, he's turning 30 in September. There will reach a time, probably sometime in the next 4 years, it's like, you guys better have your nuts and bolts around him ready, because if you put him in harm's way, he might not get up this time, and you might lose him for some weeks.
And when I see
people
comparing him to Tom Brady and what Tom Brady looked like, and Brady had to go through the TB12 transformation to continue to play as long as he did.
Yeah.
He couldn't have done it looking how he looked coming out of Michigan into 45 years old. It wouldn't have happened.
Yes, and Tom Brady did look a little different when he was that age.
If Ben Roethlisberger took better care of his body, he would probably still be playing.
Example. That's probably the best example. Because he relied a lot on athleticism. And if Mahomes just relies a lot on athleticism, yeah, it'll take years off his career. Owen's right. Now, Tom Brady believed bones could stretch and bend and things like that, because Tom Brady's Tom Brady. That's, you got to be a little crazy to be one of the greatest to ever do it. Coming up in 5 minutes, you want to get crazy or you want to get nuts? Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco? How will each one of these guys win that starting QB job? And what's the most important position group other than that quarterback room for the 2024-25 Cleveland Browns, I should say? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, and a very, 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 very strong comment about me from one of our media brethren at 8:45 on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
She's out in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, my friends. Hello, Mary Kay.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
We're doing wonderful. Have you seen any moose?
I haven't seen a moose yet. I have seen some elk, but looking forward to seeing a moose. Going to Yellowstone today, actually.
Ooh. Yeah, so what went into the planning of, like, what were the other options? Ooh. What made you choose this location?
This is fun.
Well, my lifelong best friend, we were at St. Clements in Lakewood together when we were, you know, little grade schooler girls. She has a lovely townhome out here. So this is a girls trip. I'm with four friends, my besties. We've been together forever, and we're having a grand old time.
Will they stop annoying you with football questions about Shador Sanders?
You know, that is a funny phenomenon. Whenever I go out with my friends, they always come home and their husbands want to know everything that we talked about regarding the Browns, and they got nothing. they've got nothing to tell when we come home. We do not talk about the Browns.
Mary Kay Cabot. Well, she's talking about the Browns with us right now, and we're very blessed for you to be talking to us right now while you are on your vacation. So, Mary Kay, let me get down to the business here. You've penned a couple of posts about Kenny Pickett and the reasons he would win the starting job, and Joe Flacco and the reasons he can win, or the ways he can win the starting job there. So what are the ways, you know, and you wrote about this in Cleveland.com, but what are the ways that Joe Flacco could win that starting job week one?
Well, with Joe Flacco, the thing about Joe is you get the explosive plays. We all know that. We've all seen that. The drawback is that he also gives the ball away. So if you're going to go with Joe Flacco, you're going to have to know that you're going to have less quarterback movement. So you can't be quite as creative with some of the things that you do or would want to do in terms of quarterback keepers, RPOs, and some of those kinds of things. But what you will get are those explosive plays, those big chunk plays. So you have to weigh that against some of the drawbacks. And then with Kenny, it's kind of the opposite. Kenny brings the movement skills. Kenny brings the mobility. You can do some creative things with him from a movement standpoint. But what you might not get very much of are the explosive plays. Kenny had 13 touchdown passes in his 24 starts with the Steelers. Joe had 13 touchdown passes in his 5 starts with the Browns. So as they move through the preseason and these games and practices and joint practices, they're going to have to figure out what is the trade-off? What are you willing to give up? What are you willing to get? Because it will be a very different experience with both of them.
Mary Kay, and it's still very early in the process, but as you've gotten to talk and report on any of the four quarterbacks here, is there any ranking or anything in terms of like who thinks they should start? Like, are you, when you're talking to Joe Flacco or Dylan Gabriel, or are any of them just assuming, yes, I will be the starter when all is said and done here?
Well, I think Kenny came in really believing and feeling as though this was his opportunity to seize the moment. And I think the Browns gave him the indication and the feeling that this could be his job if he could just go out there in preseason and really show out really well and bring some of the things that he learned from Kellen Moore in Philadelphia, some of the things that he picked up from Jalen Hurts, and kind of go out there and be their sort of version of a Sam Darnold or someone who needed another chance in a nice environment with a good supporting cast. So I do think that there was sort of a I think Kenny Pickett came in with the edge. But then it's really, really difficult to overlook what Joe brings to the table. And Joe, it's not that he knocked it out of the park every single day in spring practices, but because he didn't even practice as much as the other guys. He didn't get as many reps. He didn't need them. And he doesn't need them in training camp either. But you just know what Joe brings to the table. And also, you have veterans who know what Joe did for them in 2023. And someone wrote last week that I said that veterans such as Myles Garrett want him to start week one, or I don't know what it was. I wrote that Myles and some of the veterans support Joe. I never said that they're calling for him to start week one or that they want him to even start week one. But he does have the support of some of the guys who saw firsthand what he could do in 2023.
Mary Kay Cabot with us while on vacation discussing the Browns. So the story popped out. We'll get back to the Browns in a second here, but a big story over the last few weeks about this collusion between the NFLPA, the NFL, the owners, the NFLPA signing off on it, but not telling their members, and some interesting Browns attachments here. One, obviously, Deshaun Watson. This all started after he got his guaranteed contract, but also J.C. Treader, on the other hand, was heavily involved. What do you make of all of this? And what do you think the Haslams think about how, you know, they became the reason that you had this collusion to begin with?
Well, I think the Haslams and the whole Browns front office, I think that they don't have any qualms about the fact that they gave Deshaun Watson a fully guaranteed contract. I think they believed, and maybe some others in the league believed, that there would be more after that, not just the rookies, but some of those high-priced contracts, and it never really did happen. So it does look somewhat suspicious. Now I'm seeing that there are conflicts of interest potentially with Lloyd Howell, the head of the NFLPA. So I think this is going to drag on for a while. I think this is a story that is going to have many layers. And like you said, it was inspired by that infamous Deshaun Watson contract with which the Browns won't be getting out from under until after next season.
Mary Kay Cabot with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I know you were asked about wide receivers a couple of days ago. Could the Browns at all be in the market for any of those guys like Terry McLaurin? I know there's not Browns rumors or anything like that about Tyreek Hill, but are they in the conversation for anybody right now?
I don't think that they are really clamoring after a big high-priced receiver right now. I just don't see that in the budget. It doesn't mean, I always say never, because if something presents itself and it makes a lot of sense long-term and the guy is the right age and it fits into your culture and all of those things, and most importantly right now, your budget, then of course you might toss your hat into the ring for something like that. But I did not get the sense coming out of spring ball that they were looking to add someone like that. And one of the reasons for that is because they will be, a heavy 12 personnel, two tight end offense this season, and they don't need all that many receivers. There will be times when there will only be one receiver on the field, and plenty of times too, but not three, as many as there were last year. And I've always been of the mind that you can't have too many good receivers, so I would be out collecting as many as I could get. That's just how I kind of roll with the whole receiver piece. But I don't think they're necessarily looking at it like that, at least not this year. I think the year that they would go out and find themselves another sort of big time or big money receiver would probably be next year.
You mentioned contracts. Who's like the next guy that they'd be in the market to sign? I mean, I know they had one of the most expensive offenses for the last few years. Whether that translated on the field, I mean, obviously that was a mixed bag. But now that they're, you know, Nick Chubb's no longer here. Denzel Ward, where's his contract status at? I don't know if we're talking about extensions or anything. I know JOK's future is sadly kind of up in the air. What are some of the investments they might be willing to make here with their own players here over the next year?
Well, I think one they're going to have to look at would be David Njoku. And David is looking to rebound from a very uneven year last year. But I did ask Andrew Berry about that at the owners' meetings or somewhere about extending David. And he basically said that David, that's something that David wants. It's something the Browns want. And so I think we'll see something happen there at some point, not necessarily in training camp or before the season, but I think it's something that both sides want to do. So you can watch for that over the coming months, I would think. And Greg Newsom is someone that they kind of have to make a decision on because he's in his fifth year option year this year. So they have to decide if he's in their long-term plans.
Is there any philosophy they have, or is it just kind of, hey, each case is given as it goes, considering like so much more money was spent offensively at times, defensively at times, or is it just how that works out?
It's just how it works out. I mean, they have a plan. As I mentioned before, right now, spending big time on a wide receiver, I don't think that's in the plans. Again, they can always pivot on that, but the philosophy, of course, this year is to kind of return to the Kevin Stefanski offense. So they're emphasizing, again, not only two tight ends, but three tight ends at times. And the running game is going to be back in full force. So those are the areas where they committed more resources, more draft picks than they did in the receiving core right now. And, of course, they brought Deontay Johnson on board, but he's going to really have to come out there in training camp and prove that he deserves this job. So that will be an interesting thing to watch.
All right. Every week, it would seem, there is a new email that we get from a sports book about odds for various things, but always the head coach and who's on the hot seat. Kevin Stefanski had the fourth highest odds of being the first coach fired, if that makes any sense. Does that surprise you?
It does. I mean, when you just look at it from the outside looking in, I could see why people might feel that way. But if you really understand and know what this team is doing right now, then I think you can kind of remove him from the hot seat this year for the most part. And that is because even at the owners' meetings, Jimmy basically said, it's not that he's giving Andrew and Kevin any kind of a pass for this season by any stretch, but by the same token, they're looking at this as a two-year plan to find their quarterback of the future. If they found him in this bunch, that's great. If they didn't, they're looking at next year to get their QB of the future. And you show me an NFL coach who has won consistently without a good starting quarterback, and the list has to be very small. So I think they want to see what Kevin can do once he has his quarterback in the future. I don't think that he's on the hot seat right now.
I was going to do whoa, but hold on. I think Lime still wants to do whoa. You want to do it?
Well, then again, at the end, she reinforced what she was saying.
Is he safe no matter what this year then?
No, I don't think that anyone is safe no matter what. I mean, there are some that are. But I think it's basically a season of exploration. And, I mean, winning, of course, but also trying to figure out if one of these young guys, and I mean everybody but Joe, can be their quarterback of the future. And we know that they are poised to draft a quarterback in the first round. I think they should draft a quarterback in the first round next year. So I think because of that, they're not looking at this as a make or break season for this regime.
For Miles, I mean, do you hear a lot of conversations with fans about the difference between Miles Garrett and TJ Watt? Because, I mean, I've actually had assistant coaches at high school football games damn near accost me over TJ Watt and Miles Garrett. They happen to be Steelers fans. Not going to mention any names. They were assistants. Do you get a lot of conversation about that? Because I think that Miles Garrett kind of shows you the difference in what fans care about, what we care about in the media, and then what executives and guys who are actually in the NFL care about Mary Kay, because he's consistently now ranked above TJ Watt, even though we always talk about TJ Watt's sacks.
Well, once again, it's basically pick your poison. They do play different positions in different ways. I mean, you're going to get some more of those big plays in terms of batted passes, forced fumbles, and things like that from TJ, things that Miles doesn't necessarily do from that end position. But I think both are equally disruptive, and I think it would be very difficult to necessarily pick one over the other. But I think Miles is generally regarded as the best pure edge rusher in the NFL, so I would stick with that.
What is on the docket for later today? What are you doing in Jackson Hole?
Going to Yellowstone today.
Oh, yeah, so that's looking, right. I forgot.
Looking forward to that. I've never been there. So, and last night we took a gondola to the top of the mountain, and it was pretty phenomenal. It's absolutely beautiful out here. Have you guys ever been?
No, goodness gracious, no.
It's absolutely unbelievable. So very excited to be here.
Mary Kay, we wish you well. Hope you have a lot of fun. Hope you get to see a lot of cool stuff. And we'll talk to you again very soon. All the best.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Mary Kay Cabot, live from Wyoming.
Where would she have flown into?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at ArenaClub.com.
The RCMP have looked into the matter, and according to this is, I think this is CPL. Is that Corporal? They're different up there. Okay, Corporal.
Corporal Mounties. Troy, they're called the Mounties.
Savinkoff, a public information officer, said it was essentially a report of a fight and an intoxicated individual. Nobody came forward to us alleging an assault or anything like that, so our investigation was concluded. No charges. I don't know if there's an assault charge coming or anything like that. But Nick is in a little bit of hot water. Ladies and gentlemen, Red Deer Minor Hockey, they're conducting an internal investigation. as they are the
trying to figure out whether they want to retire his number today or next week.
They are the U-17 Dutch AAA AAA North Stars, and he is their head coach and is supposed to return for the 2025-2026 season. In a statement from Red Deer Minor Hockey, quote, at this time, given that we understand the... Hold on. I don't want to laugh through this guy. At this time, given that we understand the matter is being reviewed by local policing authorities, and we are conducting our own internal investigation into the alleged incident, we will have no further comments. But they are doing an internal investigation.
Yes. Do you realize how many proud Canadian fathers are so excited to turn their children over to this gentleman?
Yep.
So that they can learn how to handle themselves, whether it's in the streets or if it's on the fairways.
Yep.
Bang! Bang!
Come on, man.
Bang!
I said stop looking like an idiot.
Surprised he didn't get a National Medal of Honor.
Throw in this lake is what's going to happen.
This guy's going to end up running for politics in Canada.
Should. Because, I just watched the Rob Ford documentary. Remember those old days? It's like, yeah, this guy can do better.
Yeah, because it is funny because of how political, like, the United States and Canada have gotten, especially over the last year. There is this thought, like, we forget that the Canadians were like the badasses of hockey.
Yeah,
right.
It's their sport.
That it's their sport. Like all I know when I watch my cable news is that how soft Canadians are. I'm like, not this dude. He will throw down if you don't let him play through on a golf course.
Coming in hot at 9:45 tomorrow morning. But I love Canadians. I'm sorry. I don't apologize.
Get out.
I love the Canadians. I love Canada, and I love Canadian people.
I would love to see this investigation play out behind the scenes. All right, we have the...
watching it over.
We have the video. Let's get out the popcorn and watch it for the 17th straight time.
I think they were just happy. I mean, if it's hockey rules, they're just happy there was no third man in. That's what it is. That's one of the golden rules you're not supposed to break, if I'm not mistaken. Speaking of third man in... There's another guy giving me guff. Two guys trying to come after me on one situation, I guess. Myles Garrett, Lima tried to rattle my cage. He put the Myles Garrett. Do we have the audio of that?
Yeah,
or do we
so
not?
We got audio. Okay. This is from over at 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh.
Okay, so I had said Lima tried to rattle my cage.
And you'll hear that.
Okay,
here.
So here we go. Take it away.
If I hit play.
I'm sorry.
If it plays.
Boom.
This is from our great friends just down the road in Cleveland, Ohio from this morning.
Oh, great.
Pony said 70 NFL executive coaches and scouts once again ranked Myles Garrett ahead of TJ Watt, proving yet again the NFL executives, coaches, and scouts have no idea what they're talking about. And then you added me you want me to start ripping on Pony.
No, I just want you to see it.
Guys, I can't. I can only lead the pony to the water. And then I have to pull his head out of his ass to make him drink. I can't do the first thing. How am I supposed to make him do the second thing to have any common sense in the sport of football? Folks, I can't do it for Pony. He's an unhelpable person. He's incorrigible when it comes to sports. When it comes to football, I can't do it for him, guys. He's not a football guy like us here in Cleveland. He is this
We know a football guy when we see it.
Different entity.
Any rebuttal to those guys?
You're the football guy and you agree with me. So I think you should message Ken back and say, hey, I'm a ball knower and I think Pony's right.
That'd probably get him upset.
Well, yeah, but your allegiance is to me, not him. You don't produce his show. And
even though he's tried to poach me before.
And his yes, he has. Which, what does that say about his current producer there now? His argument that Garrett was better than Watt was because Garrett won a playoff game against Watt.
Gay. Enough of that. That wasn't the old argument. It's the argument that football guys know, and while they get paid for sacks in NFL front offices, pressures are just as bit as important as sacks, or even more important in some cases, setting up a defense.
Funny you should say that.
Oh, please. Oh.
They had more audio, and this comes from one of Pony's many appearances on Around the AFC North.
Oh.
I guess so. Donnie, who's also been on Around the AFC North from time to time, right? Donnie Football, I guess, if that's your last name, you've got to be a football
guy.
Well, Donnie wasn't there to hear this. They play the audio. We'll play it again of you and Pony discussing Watt and Garrett during and around the AFC North segment. And hear how Andrew Filippone switches the words up to make sure that he goes after one of your good friends, Ken.
Did you hear this when I got into a fight with him on his show?
You really believe that?
All the stats and facts back that up.
What are, I'm curious, Pony, what are those numbers that indicate that?
Every single one. Sacks, tackles for loss, quarterback hits, forced fumbles.
Who do you think the majority of teams would rather have playing for their football team, T.J. Watt or Myles Garrett?
So you're going to ask me some nebulous thought.
I'm going to ask you a question that you know the answer to that you don't want to answer.
And I'm trying to answer because
you know I'm right.
You want me to get in the head of John Spytek and Tom Telesco and try to figure out...
Because you know I'm right.
All right, what has Myles Garrett done better than T.J. Watt in his career? Give me a stat.
Help this team win a playoff game in Pittsburgh. Win a playoff game in Pittsburgh. He won one.
So because he's 1-0 versus T.J. Watt in the playoffs, he's therefore a better player? Is that what you're telling me?
Does it hurt the argument? No. So wait a minute.
You're right, Ken. By that logic, Max Starkey is better than Joe Thomas,
so,
you idiot.
So you're telling me, you think that people don't try to use that on anything? No.
There you have it.
I think it was a great rebuttal by you with the Starks versus Thomas thing.
And then, because we talked about this with Cabale and others, he's friends with Thomas. How does he not take up for Thomas there? Instead, his comeback was, yeah, people do say that. First of all, people don't say that.
Yeah,
no one says that.
I mean,
no one says Starks. He says, oh, you don't think people go around and say those things? No, I do not, Ken. I do not think people go around and say Max Starks is a better player than Joe Thomas because he won Super Bowls and Thomas never won a playoff game. I should have said, too, last I checked, wins for edge rushers, this is not a stat. This is not a number. He won a playoff game against him. Great. Let's pull up their win-loss record against each other, Garrett versus Watt, and tell me how he does there. Because he ain't winning that argument either. I like Max Starks. I would take a stump like in the Monty Python movies over a stump of Joe Thomas over Max Starks. He was unbelievable. And I just thought that Ken would want to stick up for him more. That's all.
Well, Pony can kiss Joe's ass any way he wants and how often he wants to. That's fine. Joe knows I don't have to sit here and defend Joe, but all Joe also knows is that there's always a conga line of asses who want to line up and talk about what's he done, how many playoff games he playing, what he did, just went to work a bunch in a row. That's all. He knows that. Joe knows that. So I don't have to sit there and defend Joe. Joe can do enough to defend himself. If somebody said that Joe wasn't a good guy or something like that, then I would get defensive of Joe because Joe's a great person. That's what I'll get defensive of. The second thing is Donnie needs to watch his mouth because I wasn't trying to poach Donnie to be a producer. I was trying to give Donnie an opportunity to apply for our night show, and thank goodness they made the right decision in taking Jake Volnick.
Oh,
now, I've probably said too much because unlike what Pony does, see, I want to actually help some of our young guys move along in our careers. And I know that Mitch probably doesn't have a lot of great things to say about me, but we all know, hey, put down any show crap you ever want to say. He knows to the letter of anything that I go out of my way to try to help him. And all the younger ones know.
As long as he goes out of his way to dodge the stapler.
Even Donnie knows. Even Donnie knows.
Sometimes it's a water bottle.
Because I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, I got in there. I got in his ear a little bit. I did. I tampered.
Well, it's a tampering period, though. It was okay.
No, I don't even care. I don't even care. It's about recruiting, boy. Wow. I do not care. It is the Wild West in college football, and it's the Wild West here
NIL
at the Fan.
NIL comes to radio.
And I wanted talent. But Jake Volnick, he stepped up to the plate. He took the show. Jake's great. I'm glad we got Jake. But I'm sitting there going, they ain't utilizing you. That all you want to do? You just want to do Donnie football updates for Pony? He doesn't care about you.
Is that on Muller Mondays?
Yeah, Mulsey Mondays. Pony has him call it Mulsey Monday. This is the show that Mulsey gets to do. I looked at him. I go, you understand?
So Pony gets 4 days, and
if I decided to have a Lima Monday, he would actually hit me in the face. Lima would actually sock me one. It would come to blows.
By the way, did Pony think
he'd be
like
feed me like the guy on the golf course?
Did Pony assume that it was some wild discrepancy in the wins and losses between the two?
No.
Myles Garrett is 5-8-1, and by the way, that one was all Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Do you remember what he did that game?
It was awesome.
Like 5-6 sacks in that game.
It's been 3 games, and how many of those have Pittsburgh been favored in? Probably of the 14 games, the Steelers have probably been favored in at least 12 of them.
Except for he didn't play in the Duck Hodges game.
Yeah.
He was out.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you want to come
Why was he out of that game? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because of the Mason.
That, in Mason fact, Rudolph game. The two of that, those three, I didn't hear very much of Mueller at all, so I'm going to go with Mueller.
Well, it's not a Monday.
But he and Donnie better figure it out. You're going to come at me, you better come correct. Because I've
long
learned
as
from
it fits in your calendar.
Some of the best. That's outstanding. Well done. Coming up next, no hot seat, really? When are we going to hold people accountable? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work for a hell of a theory at 922 on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.